Well, I'm really happy now to be talking with the Marblehead girls lacrosse coach. I almost said field hockey. Girls lacrosse coach Annie Madden. And coach, welcome to MSO. Glad to have you back. Glad you guys are back on the field.
Thank you. We're excited to be able to be back out there and to have the girls back together again.
Coach, before we get started about this year, I just want to ask you about the legacy that you've established at Marblehead, and maybe just talk about the overall culture of girls lacrosse at Marblehead, because you guys have had such a fantastic success over the years. You have a lot of participants. Your kids go on to play college, and maybe just mention a little bit about the program and some of the things that come to mind in terms of girls lacrosse, you know, at Marblehead.
I think that for anyone looking in at our program, I think to see girls continue on to play at the next level is what you can see that the love of lacrosse is there. The love of lacrosse to teach our younger players, the love of lacrosse of being able to be on the field with your teammates. And then even this year, we have two girls that have come back. One is my assistant coach, Casey Collins, and our JV coach, Hadley Woodfin. Both previous NHS alum and are coming back to give back to our program. So you can just see that this is a place where, you know, where our girls are able to thrive, where they're able to continue on and to pass on that true passion for our sport.
Well, I know that many of the kids who play in the area, they measure their success or lack thereof against some of the schools, such as Marblehead in particular here on the North Shore. So it's great what you guys have done. You set a high standard, and you know, you got the target on your back every time you go out there. So let's talk a little bit about what's transpiring now, because as we talk, we know we're talking about, I was asking you about your record the last time you played, and I almost referenced last season, but this was 2 years ago. So what's it like now, Coach, to get back out there and get back into the swing of things and get your program back going again in 1 week's time?
1 week's time, and with 9 seniors, you're capable of doing so much. We have 9 seniors, 4 captains this year, all phenomenal leaders, phenomenal players, phenomenal girls that I just am leaning heavily on, and they have been through so much of losing, you know, their junior year and then coming out and really setting that standard high for all of our underclassmen. So we're excited to be out there. We're excited to, you know, to see what this season brings and really to make sure that we're giving our all every time that we're able to be together on the field.
Okay, well, you mentioned the seniors. Now, in terms of other kids playing, you're going to be filling in with kids who were sophomores and freshmen last time out there. So are they filling up the roster pretty well?
Yeah, we have 9 seniors that have come together for us that have been with our program and who have excelled through our youth program. And it's exciting to see them be able to finish off their senior year and to be able to lead our varsity program. And then we also have, you know, some juniors who, you know, obviously, I feel like they were babies when I saw them last.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw them, and then 2 years go by, and all of a sudden you see these juniors who are now towering over me and ready to dominate. So just it's been really, really positive with all of our returning players, and then to have our underclassmen be able to come in and take off.
In an accelerated start to the season such as this one, are there things that you have to put aside in terms of fundamentals to get started and then you try to pick up as you go along, or do you just pepper them with everything you have all at once?
Oh, it's all about organization, right? I mean, if you were to compare my dad and to me, I would say that my dad would even tell you I'm more organized than he is. So I'm going to just put that out there. But yeah, it's all organization. It's timing. It's making sure that we're going over the little things and not skipping over some of those some of the fundamentals, because those are so important to our game, and making sure that we're going to be prepared. Prepared for the competition that's coming our way.
All right. Okay, so how many games are scheduled at this point?
So we have 12 scheduled at this point.
All right. Well, hopefully, you know, get that filled in and maybe a few others. Who do you open up with and when?
We open up with Beverly on Friday, so it will be a great NEC matchup. Beverly is always a strong program. I'm excited to see what Courtney McIlligott has been able to do with the Beverly program this year. I know she's a phenomenal coach, and I'm excited to have her to coach alongside her in the NEC. And really, I'm just excited for both teams to be able to get out there and to be able to showcase their skills.
That is Marblehead lacrosse coach, girls lacrosse coach, Annie Madden. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right.